mature and graphic subject matter. Viewer discretion is advised.
The John and Jeff Show.
John and Jeff Show.
We're two guys who think there is no excuse for poor neighborhoods being dirty.
We're two guys who think any band that comes back after a farewell tour should be sued.
We're two guys who think parole boards should be eliminated.
We're two guys who think children's beauty pageants are comfort food for perverts.
The John and Jeff Show.
The John and Jeff Show.
Rocking the third shift live all across America. It is the John and Jeff Show third shift free for all.
It's not your imagination. The third shift goes by twice as fast when you listen every hour to the John and Jeff Show. 877-97-JOHN-JEFF, 877-975-6465.
All right, welcome to the show here. It's the third shift free-for-all. We start things off with shout-outs. Here's what you do. Email us, johnjeff.com. Let us know who you are, where you're at, and what's going on. Also, while you're there, you can check out Third Shift gear. All right, check out our hats, our T-shirts at johnjeff.com. All right, L.A. and the O.C., we got a big shout-out going out to Jason at Home Depot in Commerce, Paul and the Third Shift crew right now at Coca-Cola in Downey. Also, we got Alex, the crew at Hip Hop West. We got Jay and the crew at Harbor Express Trucking in Wilmington. Boston checking in. What's up to Dan in Mansfield working with the DPW? Paul the Baker. Lori working third shift in Franklin. Chicago, Chicago, Chicago. What's up to Edgar in his 65 Mustang? Sweet, brother, sweet. Also, happy anniversary to Ray and Tess. We got a shout going out to Susan and Eric. San Francisco in the Bay Area, Larry and Lucy at home. We got Megan in Oakland. What's up to Don? Philadelphia, Harriet says, what's up to her daughter, Shauna? We got Kim, happy birthday to you. A big shout out to Eric. Miami checking in. What's up to Daryl? Officer David in Pittsburgh. Portland, Aaron playing Medal of Honor. New York, we got Dunkin' Donut Al. Augusta, what's up to Pete and his Chevelle? Plus, we got shout outs to everyone in Louisville, Charleston, Greensboro, Grand Rapids, Charlottesville, Boise, the Boise PD checking in, Norfolk, and we got the John and Jeff group at MySpace.com. And our hottie of the day is Eva. You guys all rock the third shift free-for-all.
And if you need a third shift shout-out, go to our website. It's johnjeff.com. Tell us who you are. Tell us where you're hanging out. And then listen for your shout-out every morning at this time right here on the John and Jeff Show. Well, Jeff, we're getting a couple of reports that there may have been a earthquake in the San Fernando Valley in Southern California at this hour.
Okay.
So we'll check the wires, and if you felt anything, if you're in the Southern California area, and if you felt any seismic activity, please give us a call.
Yeah, I got a call from my wife on my phone. So
why don't you call your wife?
I'm going to go call her and
see if she can come on the air.
We got a couple of calls coming in right now, so let's... Before we go on the air with anything, let's just make sure what's going on.
Well, I'm on the Caltech website, and okay. They're saying it was in Northridge.
Northridge, okay. Site of the 1994 earthquake.
Right, at 107.
107. Magnitude on that?
It's calculating. Hold on.
Okay. And if you felt any seismic activity in the Southern California area, please pick up the phone right now and jump on live. John, I'm going to call my wife.
Yeah, give your wife a call.
So I'll be right back.
See if she can join us on the air. And again, Northridge, California was the site of the 1994 earthquake, which was obviously very, very devastating. And Caltech, the experts when it comes to seismic activity in Southern California, is apparently reporting some sort of earthquake at this hour. We'll get the magnitude. Now, these, you know, estimates are just that at this point.
They're saying like a 4.
Which is actually a moderate earthquake.
Mild, moderate, yeah.
Yeah. I would say, on a scale of 1 to 8, obviously it's right in the middle. So if you're in Southern California, now Jeff and I were here in Southern California, and we did not feel anything. We're on the Wilshire district area, just south of Hollywood. But if you did feel any seismic activity, give us a call. 877-97-JOHN-JEFF, 877-975-6465.
Okay, I found it. 4.5.
Wow.
Northwest of Chatsworth, California.
4.5 is a good size earthquake. So if you felt it, if it was a jolt, did it rattle? Give us a call, because I'll tell you this, there's no other feeling that you can describe like an earthquake. I remember in 1994, during the Northridge earthquake, it was very early in the morning. I was getting ready to do a morning radio show. It was 4:30 in the morning. I had just finished getting dressed, got out of the shower, got dressed. The lights were on in my house. And all of a sudden, it sounded like a truck slammed into the building, and then it just kept shaking. And at that point, I'm like, oh my God, this is the big one. And I ran in between my bathroom and my bedroom, and I was on my hands and knees, and everything was smashing around me. The lights went out, and everything was smashing, and I said, oh my God, I think I'm going to die. And for the very first time in my life, I thought I was going to die. I got out of my house. It was pitch black. I drove to the radio station, which was about a mile away. I went into the studio, and the guy on the air, I'll never forget, it was Richard Humpty Vision. And the look on his face, he was on the 8th floor of a building in Burbank, California. And he said the building was going left to right, left to right. And all of the equipment was on the floor. All of the music, the CDs, the cartridges, all over the floor. It looked like a bomb went off in the studio. That's the amount of devastation. So if you felt any seismic activity in Southern California, Caltech is apparently reporting what could be a 4.5 earthquake in the Chatsworth area of the San Fernando Valley of Southern California, which is about 10 miles outside of Hollywood, which is about 20 miles or so from downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Jeff, what are you learning from your wife?
I pretty much the same thing here. She said a 4.5 on the Richter scale, Northridge, pretty much the same things that you guys have been talking about. She's okay.
What did it feel like?
I didn't get a chance to ask her that.
Was she asleep when it occurred?
Yeah, I think she's kind of half asleep, so I'm going to try and call her during the break and then maybe get her to come on the air. But, you know, she did call me. I saw her, you know, and so immediately, so we have reports coming in. So I wasn't able to hear what you're talking about on the air because I was in the other room, but centered in Northridge.
Any damage? Anything fell off the...
Actually, Chatsworth.
Chatsworth. Chatsworth. Okay, Chatsworth. Okay. So it could be an aftershock, are they saying, from the 1994... quake?
Well, anything is... Listen, there's always earthquakes going on at very, very low levels. So
yeah.
A 4.5 is a sizable earthquake.
It's like a jolt.
It probably didn't cause any major damage, but there could obviously be a lot more.
This could be the prelude to other quakes. Now, usually they happen early in the morning, but this is real early. This is Pacific Coast time. They said at 107 Pacific time.
It had to have been before 107.
Yeah, it's saying at 58:49.
Now,
so actually at
12:58:49
correct.
LA time.
All right.
Yes.
So here at the Third Shift Studios, during that time, we felt absolutely nothing. There was no shaking, and we're in a big 15-story building.
All right, let's go to a call in the San Fernando Valley where the earthquake occurred in Southern California. Let's go to Eric. He's in Van Nuys. Eric, you're on the John and Jeff show. What do you feel?
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff.
How you doing?
Good rolling morning, man. I got rolled right out of bed. That was a sharp jolt going on here in Van Nuys, and just right away the sound of that rolling train came through, and we were close to the tracks here in Van Nuys. Where the old GM plant is, and I thought it was a train first, but when that jolt hit, I knew earthquake, and I was up, and it rolled for a good 4 to 5 seconds here in Van Nuys, and brought real quick memories, because I am from the area of the epicenter of the earthquake, and we had the big one, and boy, I am at full memories right now, and good morning, SoCal.
Okay, so you got your wake-up call this morning. Compared to the 1994 earthquake in Northridge, How did it feel as far as the type of quake? In the 94 quake, it was an up and down motion, like a rocking, like a punching, almost like you're getting punched in the floor.
Yeah, punching rolling, yes. Right away, you know, I was in a full dead sleep, and I'm pretty sensitive if somebody was to make some noise in my room, and I heard the noise. It woke me, and then that first jolt, and we moved here pretty good in Van Nuys. Good, I felt that first initial jolt, and I go, oh, here we go, and then I thought it would continue on, but... You know, the jolt continued to a soft rolling motion for about 3, 4, 5 seconds, more or less.
Well, Eric,
so
we
just listened to it. So that's my story from Van Nuys.
Well, okay. Well, we appreciate the your account of the reported 4.5 earthquake in Southern California. Looks as if it's in the Chatsworth area, which is northwest of Northridge and approximately 10 miles from Hollywood, if you're familiar with the area. And again, this is the same area where the 1994 devastating earthquake occurred, and the damage was unbelievable. This is a 4.5, and again, this could get updated in the next few hours because these are estimates, so it could actually go up or it could go down. But right now, Caltech is reporting a 4.5 earthquake in the San Fernando Valley of Southern California.
Yeah, this is breaking news here in the Southern California area, a 4.5 earthquake waking people up here on the third shift. If you want to comment on that, you can. Also, while we're talking about this, maybe talk about past earthquakes, any sort of natural disaster you've been in. Now, if you're listening in another part of the country, if you want to talk about things that affect you, you know, tornadoes, things like that, natural disasters, we can talk about that as well. But, you know, this reminds me, John, of, you know, it's been a while since we've had a significant earthquake, a big earthquake in Southern California. And I remember in the 1994 earthquake, I was working on the third shift at another radio station, and I was driving home, and I was going to drive from the 405 to the 118 freeway, but I decided to take the 101. Now, if I would have taken the 118, of course, during that earthquake buckled. The freeway buckled and cracked, and cars went flying. So I just remember it was one of the most surreal, scariest moments in my life. I was in my car, and I just saw flashes, and what those flashes were transformers going off, purples and whites lighting up the sky. The most bizarre thing I've ever witnessed. And I've experienced a lot of earthquakes in my life here in Southern California, but by far that was the strangest.
All right, let's go to Robert. He's in Northridge, California, very close to the epicenter of this earthquake. Robert, what do you have for us this morning?
Yeah, well, I woke up, the house felt like it got hit by a train, right? Woke up, and I was like, wow, because I was hearing the 94 earthquake, and it felt like it was just about to start up again. It was scary.
All right, so you felt a jolt, and then what?
And then it rattled off for 3-4 seconds.
Did anything fall off the walls, any damage, anything?
Just some paintings on the wall, so it wasn't, like, major damage. Like a little painting fell off the wall.
Yeah.
Well, listen, that's significant.
It is.
If things fall off the wall, then you know you've had a good size earthquake. Now, we'll get how this earthquake is being characterized by Caltech, but I would say that this is a moderate earthquake at 4.5 or even the upper end of that moderate. But we'll wait for the official word from Caltech.
Yeah, whenever you have paintings falling off the wall, things breaking, yeah, that is a significant shocker. We're monitoring our press resources here, so if there's anything that breaks, any info, we will unload it here live on the third shift.
All right, let's go to Robert. He's in the San Fernando Valley also. Robert, you're on the John on Jeff show. We're talking about a 4.5 earthquake in Southern California this morning. What do you have for us, Robert?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
New listener, doing pretty good. Just here at work, hanging out in my car, actually. And I'm not too far from the epicenter, I guess. Burbank's a good, 20 miles, maybe? 30 miles?
Well, it's about 12 miles by air from Chatsworth, but go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. But it felt like a slow roller over here. We didn't feel the jolt or the, you know, what the other callers were talking about. It felt like more of a... It came on slow and kind of maybe 5 seconds in, it reached probably its max that we would have felt, and then it slowly rolled out, maybe 10 seconds at most.
Has there been any other jolts since the initial jolt approximately 20 minutes ago?
No, I've been curious to see if one would come, but nothing yet.
Yeah.
Nothing yet.
And it is, yeah, there will be aftershocks. Usually the aftershocks go down, but 4.5, I mean, that's not like a light little, that's a moderate quake.
You're right, and I was going to CSUN back when the Northridge quake hit, and yeah, this is you know minor compared to that.
Yeah.
What was your first thought? Did the Northridge earthquake come back to you when you first felt it? Did you realize it was an earthquake when you had the first jolt experience?
I thought earthquake right away.
And but what did it feel like? You were in your car. Did your car just start shaking?
Yes, it was just slowly, like somebody was on the back bumper, you know, pushing it or something. It just felt like, so I checked real quick, and I'm like, no, this is a quake.
So you weren't moving, were you?
No, I wasn't moving. I was at a standstill.
Well, when you're in your car during an earthquake, you just think that the road is bumpy, and then you kind of realize, wait a minute, the pavement is smooth. So, Robert, listen, thanks for the call. We appreciate it very much. We're talking about a 4.5 earthquake that apparently has hit the San Fernando Valley of Southern California. This is about 20 miles north of downtown Los Angeles. We'll check the reports to see if there's any damage. It appears as if at this hour, from some of the people that are calling, minor damage to some, you know, personal property that may be within the home, but we also have gas lines.
Yes.
We have some other, you know, electrical facilities and so forth. So obviously there's going to be many people at this hour being called in to go to work in order to check on some systems, bridges.
The infrastructures, the electrical grid, things like that. So far there are no reports of any like serious damage or blackouts or anything like that, but we're going to monitor everything here. Also, no reports of any aftershocks as of yet.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll continue our live coverage of a 4.5 earthquake in Southern California. 877-97-JOHN-JEFF, 877-975-6465.
The John and Jeff Show.
John and Jeff.
The Third Shift free-for-all on the John and Jeff Show. Now with more topics, better variety, free advice from John and Jeff, and your phone calls at 877-97-JOHN-JEFF. That's 877-97-JOHN-JEFF.
Thanks for joining us this morning. We're covering breaking news this morning. A 4.5 earthquake has hit the San Fernando Valley of Southern California. Now, this is about 20 miles north of downtown Los Angeles. The epicenter believed to have been in the Chatsworth, California area, which is very close to Northridge, where the 1994 epicenter for that earthquake. So it's very, very close. It looks as if it's a 4.5 earthquake, which is a sizable earthquake. We're talking to some listeners in Southern California to see the extent of where and how people felt. Maybe you were awake. Maybe you were asleep and this jolted you, so give us a call, 877-97-JOHN-JEFF. That's 877-975-6465. And Jeff, you spoke with your wife during the break.
Yes, all is fine at home. She's a little tired, so she's going to go back to sleep. So,
but she was asleep when the earthquake occurred?
Yeah, it woke her up. She was on the second floor and of our house, and she said there was a pretty good shock jolt. She went to the door jamb, which is always the safest place to go. So everything is fine there. There was no damage. Nothing fell.
So she was in bed, got out, and went in between the rooms for safety.
Absolutely. Yeah. Usually the strongest point of a house is the door jams. They say get into those door jams. You know, she's been through several earthquakes. She was here during the 94 earthquake, actually near the epicenter. So, you know, when you go through something like that, your instincts kick in and you just do what you have to do.
All right. So if you felt the earthquake in Southern California this morning, give us a call, 877-97-JOHN-JEFF, 877-975-6465. 65. Let's go to Matt. He's in Simi Valley. Matt, you're next on the John and Jeff Show. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Got a little bit of a startle here. Woke up in the middle of the night, but other than that, we're doing okay.
What did it feel like, and what was the first thing you thought of?
Well, Simi Valley is, you know, about 5-6 miles from Chatsworth, so it's not too far away, pretty close to the epicenter, apparently. And I was asleep, but I just happened to be tossing and turning, kind of half awake, and I could kind of hear it, and I felt, you know, the early rumblings. And there was one pretty good jolt, and then just some quick, you know, rolling for just a while. And I bolted up really quick because I was worried about my kids, because we moved from Minnesota about 3 years ago. I'm a native, and I experienced Northridge earthquake, but my kids never experienced one. So by the time I got to the door and it was still a little bit rolling, I went to my daughter's door, which is right next to mine, and she had met me there. She had the door open before I could reach for it. So
her first seismic experience.
Yeah, her very first one. She's like, Daddy, what was that? I said, don't worry. It was just a small one. It's no big deal.
Yeah, so when you're a kid, I remember way, way back in the day, the earthquake in the 70s. Just I was sitting at the bar at my house eating a Pop-Tart. All of a sudden, the Pop-Tart, it's like I have electric toothbrush. Like, and these things stick with you. I still, earthquakes are scary.
Yeah, I remember the Sylmar quake. I was 7 and had never experienced an earthquake in my life. And I remember waking up yelling, earthquake, which was kind of the weirdest thing because I'd never, ever been in one before.
But stuff
was falling out the closet on us and stuff.
Yeah. Did all of your family members, were they awake because of the earthquake, or did anyone sleep through it?
No, my daughter woke up, and the dog woke up, and then I went in to check on my boys, our twin boys, and just looked in their room. They were sound asleep. So, I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal. Had I probably not just have been rousting and kind of tossing and turning a little bit and half awake, I probably wouldn't have noticed it either,
to be
quite honest with you.
Well, Matt,
yeah, I didn't hear anything falling and breaking or anything like that.
It
wasn't that big of a deal.
All right.
Matt, thank you for the call. We're talking about the 4.5 earthquake that has hit the Southern California area of Los Angeles area. Now, once again, downtown Los Angeles is about 20 miles from this location. So it's about 20 miles north of downtown Los Angeles. Now, Jeff and I were very close to the downtown area on Wilshire Boulevard, and we didn't feel anything.
Nothing. And we're in a big skyscraper, so felt nothing. So we had some calls coming in. Then when my wife called, you know, usually she doesn't call at this hour, so we heard words of earthquake. So of course, there's been several earthquakes. John, 1971 Sylmar earthquake, 1988 the Whittier earthquake, 94 the Northridge earthquake, of course, in 89 or 90 the Bay Area was hit by a big quake here. So scary stuff when it happens.
All right, let's go to Terry. Terry, you're next on the John and Jeff Show. Hi, Terry.
Hi, John and Jeff.
Hi.
Yes, I just felt that earthquake. I'm going to give it about a 5.3.
So you're saying that it felt bigger than a 4.5?
Yes. I'm in Sherman Oaks, about 10 miles from Chatsworth. And actually, I heard the sound first, and then a big jolt. And I thought maybe a truck hit the building. That's what I thought happened.
You know what's really interesting? People in Southern California, they can almost guess the size of an earthquake because there have been so many. And this is what happens is when you feel an earthquake, you basically begin the conversation saying, I think it was a 5. No, I think it was a 4.5.
You're right.
So people begin to become, you know, the Kate Huttons of the world, who is a leading authority at Caltech when it comes to the size of earthquakes. And again, this is the estimate. It's going to be adjusted. It usually is. Sometimes it's adjusted higher or lower. And right now there are people that are going to Caltech and various other locations to confirm the seismic activity. But again, there are earthquakes all the time. And there have been some follow-up earthquakes, some aftershocks in the 2 range. And probably it's going to be a little bit higher later. But tell us what you felt, Terry, and where were you, in your house or outside?
Oh, I actually was just sleeping on the couch. The TV was on. And first, like I said, I heard a sound, and I thought maybe somebody was in the place. And then all of a sudden, just a big jolt. And I just, it felt like a truck hit the building. That's what it felt like. I didn't feel any rolling, just something like slammed into the building.
That's a pretty big jolt when it feels like that.
Yeah, and that's why I'm giving it a 5.3.
Okay. Well, you know something? You might be right. They're estimating it's 4.5, and there's a good chance that it could be more than that. So you might be right on that. So, Terry, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, so we're getting calls from
I have an update.
Oh, you right. Okay.
Michelle, our engineer?
Yes. The 4.5 was at 58.49, and then we had a 1.6 at 114.
Aftershock.
Mm-hmm. And then, well, local it doesn't time. Say aftershock. It just says
right.
quake.
Okay,
yeah.
It's still in the Chatsworth area. And then right now we just had a 1.9.
So
right.
it went up a little.
So obviously there's some follow-up activity from the initial jolt
yes.
of what is estimated to be a 4.5.
Correct.
So we just heard that it felt a lot more than what people are saying it is. And this is what happens. You know, some people feel it a lot more than others. Some people sleep through it. Others are obviously awakened in the middle of the night when it's dark. And it's a frightening, startling experience because in many cases it feels like someone is shaking your bed and you think it's an intruder.
Yeah. Then you start to hear the window shake, then things around. Then you realize that it is an earthquake. Then you have to realize you've got to make a split-second decision. Where do you go? It's dark. And you're right. There's nothing worse when you're sound asleep and you get jolted like that.
In times like these, you got to have a flashlight. You got to have batteries. You know, you got to have a lot of things just in case, you know, you lose power because this is what can happen in an instant. Let's go to Angie. She's in Woodland Hills, which is not too far from the epicenter. Angie, you're next on the John and Jeff Show. What do you feel?
Hi. Well, I was sitting at my computer and I felt a very strong jolt. And my first thought was, okay, I'm thinking this may be something coming from the Indonesia quake. I didn't know if I was supposed to take cover. And then you think, okay, how long is this going to last? And then it was sort of a rolling, like the freight train going through was very rolling.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't shaking like things were going to fall off the wall. I've got clocks on the wall and nothing moved, but it was still a very strong, strong initial jolt and also very strong and probably lasted 6 to 10 seconds.
All right. Now, you live in the Woodland Hills area. Were you there for the 94 quake?
No, I wasn't. I was in Culver City at the time.
Okay. And they got shook back in 94, parts of Santa Monica and things like that.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. I mean, it was definitely very strong there. But here, you know, it sent you into a little bit of a panic mode because you don't know. You know, I'm sitting at my desk and I'm thinking, okay, should I go, you know, into a door jam or something? And I just sat there thinking it was going to just go away, you know, pretty quickly. But it lasted a good little while.
And would you say that you knew immediately it was an earthquake or maybe an accident near your home when you first heard the jolt?
Oh, that's a good question. No, I've been through enough earthquakes in California, so I knew it was an earthquake. And so my next thought is how strong is it going to be and how long is it going to last?
Yeah.
So, but like I said, I sat through it because it was just sort of rolling and moving kind of, like a train rumbling through.
It sounds like you rode it out.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
But everything is fine. And my cat's ducked. I haven't seen them since.
They're smart.
And if anyone has, you know, dogs, were they barking prior to the earthquake? Because, you know, a lot of times these animals know what's going on before humans actually can sense or feel the effects of seismic activity. So if your dogs were going crazy, if they started to bark seconds before you felt any seismic activity in Southern California, give us a call. Angie, thank you for your account. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Angie.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Eddie. He's in Chatsworth, where the epicenter is. Eddie, you're on the John and Jeff Show. What are you feeling?
Well, I'll tell you, it felt like a lot more than what Fox News was reporting. It actually de-escalated from a 4.5 to a 4.0 in the last few minutes here, but it was definitely strong. It jolted. You could hear it coming, like everybody's reporting, and I'm maybe 3.5 miles from where the epicenter is.
So you're saying that it felt a lot more than what they're reporting it being, either 4.0 or 4.5?
Absolutely. My wife and I were sitting there watching television, and first off, I felt you hear it coming. And when it hit, it wasn't an up and down like the Northridge quake, and I was here for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
It was more of a side to side. It picked up in intensity, and then it just stopped. and it felt like it rumbled a little bit, and it was over with. But the actual shock was a lot stronger than what I recall being, you know, the 4.0s we've had in the past.
And there was one big jolt from what people are saying.
Yes, there was. It escalated, and boom, it hit, and then it just kind of stopped and rumbled for a second. But it lasted all of maybe anywhere to 6 to 10 seconds at the most.
Yeah, okay. It appears as if a lot of people are reporting that it lasted between, you know, 5 and 10 seconds, depending on, you know, where you were. And obviously where you are is going to affect what you feel.
Yeah, that's a long 6 to 10 seconds there. And so no damage or anything?
No, and definitely no dogs barking ahead of time, not around here. And we're surrounded by dogs, but it's just amazing that they went from a 4.5 to a 4.0 on the news.
Well, yeah, and you hear...
But this happens, though.
Yeah.
There are you know, things get downgraded or upgraded because anytime there's seismic activity, it's an estimate, and then it's got to all shake out. So this is not unusual. It's usually adjusted.
Yeah, and he mentioned, Eddie, you mentioned silence before the quake, and usually you've heard the term earthquake weather, but things get really... they become very calm and very kind of eerie right before an earthquake happens. You could hear you can hear a pin drop.
I agree 100%. And just the fact that lately the weather here has been in the 90s to 100s in a day and dropping down to the, you know, low 60s at night gives you a nice chill. I mean, I don't know if that affects it or not, you know, but it was definitely calm and quiet. And then you can hear it coming. Definitely hear it coming. Before it actually hit, so there's no doubt about it. But I'll tell you what, that jolt was definitely stronger than the 4.0.
All right, Eddie, thank you for your account. We appreciate it. Eddie, just miles away from what Caltech is saying is the epicenter of a 4.5 earthquake in Southern California. Now, once again, this is about 20 miles north of the city of Los Angeles, the downtown area. We're talking to people who felt the earthquake in Southern California this morning. Either they were asleep and they woke up because of the rattling going on, or maybe you were awake working the third shift. Jeff and I, we didn't feel anything.
Nothing. Zippo. Nada.
Now, maybe we're not sensitive guys. I don't know what the situation was, but we didn't feel anything because we are on the Wilshire Boulevard between Santa Monica and downtown, right smack in the middle. So we didn't feel anything, but we are taking phone calls from people who felt what is believed to be a 4.5 earthquake in Southern California, which is a pretty good size earthquake. Nothing in comparison to the Northridge earthquake in 1994. But if you live in the area, you obviously are sensitive to these issues. And it appears as if a lot more people are saying it felt bigger than what Caltech is reporting. And once again, these are estimates and they will change probably in the next few hours or so.
Right, and so far no reports of any injury or damage or anything like that. We're monitoring all the news services. Any updates, we will unload them definitely live here on the third shift. If you just tuned in, here in Southern California, we've experienced an earthquake.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll take more of your calls on this breaking news story. 877-97-JOHN-JEFF, 877-975-6465.
The John and Jeff Show.
The John and Jeff Show.
John and Jeff, rocking the third shift. The morning radio commute just got earlier. This is the John and Jeff Show.
Coming back at you live, let's say a big what's up to Bob rocking L.A. Bob, you're on the third shift free-for-all. Hi.
Hey, how are we doing this evening?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, you're rolling down the river, huh? Or something like that. Hey, I'm in the Pico La Cienega area, Los Angeles, and we saw, you know, slight rolling motion, but nothing heavy here. Nothing had even rattled any pictures. Maybe the lamps moved a little. But the one point I wanted to bring up to you is I got a couple of cats in the house. And they started to react to it, I'd say, a good minute and a half to 2 minutes before we even felt the quake.
All right, we're talking about a 4.5 earthquake that has hit the Southern California San Fernando Valley, which is about 20 miles from downtown Los Angeles. So you're saying, Bob, that your cats began to react just prior to the earthquake?
Yeah, I was sitting here and just got through watching. I was watching a little TV, and doors open, and I figured there was another animal outside or something because they started running to the door and from the door, then back across the house, through the living room, and then disappeared to the back, and then they circled the house, came back. And in other words, they started acting like there was an animal outside or something they wanted to get to. Something had changed their normal flow of an evening, what they're doing. And that's something I never noticed before. You know, usually you figure, well, here the animal's bark maybe 5 minutes before, or a dog or something like that. Not 5 minutes, I mean like 15 seconds. But no, it was a good minute and a half to 2 minutes before it actually happened that my cats actually reacted to this.
Yeah. What sort of a jolt did you feel, if any?
It was definitely a rolling motion, and it actually felt like it went north to south. It actually felt like it was coming from the Hollywood area and then rolled right past me from underneath me.
And what did you do? You just got up and looked for a safe spot?
I sat here and I wondered whether the red lava lamp or the blue lava lamp would fall over first.
Well, here's the thing. You know, you don't really want sharp objects above you while you're sleeping, because this is exactly what can happen. Something falls off the wall, hits you in the face, and it can kill you. I remember I was living in an apartment in 1994. And the guy that ran the building, he had this huge mirror above his bed. He got up off the bed when he first, you know, felt the jolt. And then when the lights came back on, there was all glass on his bed because the mirror just basically smashed on the bed. Now, if he had not gotten up, he would have been severely cut. So you really have to, you know, not put something that is heavy above your sleeping area, because if you live in earthquake country, these are things that can kill you or injure you in the event of an earthquake. But Bob, listen, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. So Bob is saying his cats were acting a little bit odd seconds before the earthquake in Southern California this morning.
Yeah, often what animals will do is they'll pace, they'll go back and forth. They don't follow their normal behavior pattern, and then they'll go hide, similar to what his cats did. And it's these animals are smart. They're very sensitive to these types of things.
And Caltech right now, at this moment, is not downgrading this earthquake.
Well, you just had another one, 1.6.
Okay, all right, so how many aftershocks have we had since the initial 4.5 jolt?
They're not calling anything aftershocks.
All right.
They're just, okay, we had the 4.5 and then the 1.6,
okay.
1.9, 1.9, and now another 1.6.
Well, in many ways, these are good things that occur because it relieves pressure.
Yes.
And, you know, we have plates that are shifting, and relieving pressure is a good thing. So it's almost better to have these sort of pressure releases, you know, even if it is in the fours, because what you don't want is maybe an eight or a nine. So constant, you know, relieving of pressure, you know, sporadically is better than having, quote, the big earthquake.
Absolutely. And the big earthquake's known as the big one. And for about 30 years, the threat of the big one has been looming over Southern California. And from time to time, you'll hear news specials talking about it. You know, they predict a big earthquake. You know, it's kind of hard to say that. Well, the big one's coming. We don't really know when. The last big earthquake was in 1994. 4.5, but you're right, John. Relieving pressure, all those little jolts after the initial hit.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's really important. It's actually healthy.
Yeah.
Even though it is, you know, something that, you know, affects the psyche of so many people. Let's go to Jerome. Jerome, you're next on the John and Jeff Show. What did you feel this morning?
Hey, guys. I was right at my computer writing an email, and right at 12:58, I felt the first rolling and the shaking, and I knew it was an earthquake. And I was here in 94 for the other really big one. And I live right in West Hollywood, just north of Sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but back in 94, though, it brought back fond memories, because back then there wasn't any damage in West Hollywood, and we went out for margaritas, and I ended up having a three-way in the Hollywood Hills.
Well, sir, as long as your happiness is important to you, that's all that matters in a time of tragedy.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's nice of you to think of others in the waking moments of people losing their life and their property. Jerome, thank you. I think. Let's go to Gloria. Gloria, you're next on the John and Jeff Show. Hello, Gloria.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How are you, Gloria?
I'm happy that it stopped shaking up here.
All right. Where are you actually located?
Topanga Canyon Boulevard, a little bit south, maybe a quarter of a mile south of Chatsworth in the West Hills area.
Okay.
Okay. They're saying that was, so you were just a few miles away from what Caltech is considering the epicenter. What did you feel? Walk us through this, Gloria.
Okay, I was just getting to sleep, and I heard and felt the jolt at the same time, and then a rolling motion, and I just stayed still in the bed to see if it was going to stop or pick up, because during the Northridge quake, at that point, when the first jolt rolled, then it's the house started shaking back and forth and up and down at the same time. This time, it made a noise, but it rolled through the bed, shook similarly, but not back and forth, just a straight roll after the jolt. And I looked out the window, and no one had jumped up to go out and move their cars out of the garage, which is the first thing they did during the nurse. As soon as the shaking subsided a bit during Northridge, everybody in this whole neighborhood was out taking their cars out of the garage. I looked out the window, no cars moving, no outside lights on, so everyone was just waiting to see, I have a feeling.
Okay.
And the dogs next door were barking quite a bit just before it happened.
So barking abnormally?
Very much so.
Yeah.
All right, did you immediately realize it was an earthquake?
It shook me awake, and I immediately did because of the feeling on the bed rolling up and down, up and down. And it did roll more than once. Like a small quake, it'll just be boom, and you feel it run through like those that come out from the desert. But when it's close by, it continually rolls enough to shake you up like a cradle or whatever. It just keeps going until the rolling stops and then the bed stops. And the best thing to do, though, is not to run to a doorway, because we learned that during 94. Because doors can close on your hands. It's better to stay in the bed.
Oh. Well, you know, there's several trains of thought regarding that, because we've heard, you know.
Depending again on that story of the fellow with the glass mirror, if you don't have, I have a hat hanging on the wall behind me. That's it. That I learned also.
And you always, and John mentioned this early, and I think it's good to take a personal inventory at your home for any disaster that may occur. Have water. Have a flashlight, have batteries, and if you can have a transistor radio, that really helps. That helps a lot.
Yeah, Gloria, listen, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. All right, send us your emails at our website. It's johnjeff.com.